This is Social Media Simplified, the podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this.
And so, like, obviously, LinkedIn is a booming platform, right? Stats even show that 2 new members join LinkedIn every second.
Every second.
So in an hour, about 7,200 people have joined LinkedIn. Now, their numbers are, like, skyrocketing, man. There's probably over, like, 630 million people on LinkedIn. And so, obviously, this is, like, this means that people are attracted to LinkedIn for one reason, you know, one rhyme or reason, whatever. People are going to LinkedIn, right? Now, when I started using LinkedIn, I don't know about you, I looked at it as, like, my digital resume, right? I mean, I had, like, basically what was on my resume on there, and that's what I thought about it, and you just had to have one. And then as I started, like, getting more into, like, social media in general, I was trying to, like, start, I was actually starting to market a book that I wrote. Mm-hmm. And I was using Facebook to market it. And then I started trying to use Instagram a little bit to market it. And so throughout that marketing experience, I never tried LinkedIn at all because it used to be my digital resume. But right now, times have changed. Like, LinkedIn is buzzing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely buzzing. And you're starting to see people use it for, call it marketing, but more so business development. Right. Prospecting, finding clients, B2B, generating leads.
And not even that. I mean, it's clearly becoming an online professional network that connects tons of people now because of how many people are joining. It's actually now on the map. People care now. And so that kind of brings us to our episode today. Hey, social media scholars, welcome to Social Media Simplified. Today we're going to be talking about how to uncover new opportunities in your network on LinkedIn.
So, right now, I'm at a point where I've grown my following, right? It's swelled. And when I was doing that, and even now, I'm focused mainly on organic lead generation. Produce a lot of content. If people like the content, they'll like and follow the content. They may end up following me, right? I'm connected.
Right.
That's how I've been building my network. But
yeah, that's a really good way to nurture your audience, so to speak. You're delivering value, giving them content up front so they can see it in their newsfeed and they can know more about, you know, who you are. Another great way really to uncover more opportunities in your network, I would highly suggest reaching out to your first connections, whoever they might be, whatever your goal is. We're not going to get into specific goals here, but if you want to get a job or you're building like a new platform and you want to do some research on it and make sure it's validated. Always reach out to your first connections because they already know who you are. It's more of a warm audience. And when you do reach out to them, make sure you're offering something of value up front. Don't try to sell them anything or don't try to like beg them for a job or whatever your goal might be. You're trying to figure out these new opportunities for yourself. And from there, really make sure that, like I said, don't be trying to sell up front.
So here's how I see it. I mentioned that I grew my connections very quickly, and I agree 100%. What you're saying is accurate, and that is the way to grow a following, to unlock, to first of all build a network and then uncover opportunities
and
from them.
And then find those, yeah,
right? So step one is building your network. And you can be very intentional or unintentional about it, right? If you have a goal, then great. Intentionally connect with people that align with your goal. If not, what you want to do is cast a net so that you can start uncovering opportunity, right? You need to start fishing so you can catch some fish.
Yeah.
Right? So the way I decided that I was actually going to grow my network is because I'm interested in getting more involved in professional coaching and mentoring, right? And more specifically, helping people find jobs, right? I had a hard time finding an internship in college. I had a hard time transitioning out of an 8-year career into a new industry. And And it's difficult. It's difficult navigating that. And so I wanted to get more into that space because I feel like I can contribute, right? And so by feeling this way, I started posting content on that subject, right? Motivating yourself, how to be more productive each day, how to prepare for interviews. I started posting a lot of that content that I would read, content that I would just share. And by doing that, what I ended up doing is attracting an audience who was interested in those things, which is what I'm interested in as well, right? So first of all, cultivating your network is the most important part. If you want to do anything on LinkedIn, if you want to uncover these opportunities from your network, which is really the power of LinkedIn, that's the first step, starting to build that network. The second piece that you said is then starting out with your warm connections.
Yeah, your first connections.
First degree connections. And I think that's 100% correct, because what better way than to reunite with people who you haven't talked to, who you might have known once upon a time, who maybe you shared a class with in college. You definitely looked each other in the eye before, but maybe never said hi.
Yeah, check in. Like, start a conversation with them very
naturally.
It's
okay to connect with people. It's a kosher space. That's cool. We're all beyond whatever 8 years ago of college or whatever it may be. You know, connect with these people, your warm connections, because these are people who took the same classes as you, probably had some ambitions that were similar to you. And whatever amazing things you're up to right now, they're probably up to some really amazing things as well, right? An opportunity to potentially collaborate or partner.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, like you mentioned earlier, if you're looking for a job, someone that you went to school with maybe works somewhere you want to work. It's a perfect way to start it. They already know who you are. It's a first degree connection. Reach out to them, see how they're doing, and then transition that conversation into maybe talking about job availability.
I think the question there is then, okay, we've established connecting with people, why it's important, and maybe who to start with, first degree, right? But now we're talking about reaching out to them. So when you hit the connect button and it says add a personal note, right?
Definitely need to add that note. Again, if they're not already in their network and you want to add them.
Yeah, and you want to add somebody, what do you say? What do you say? Well, sometimes I'll just connect and like, that's it.
Really? I think you definitely should have a template. What my template usually is, if I'm looking to partner up, that's my goal, my opportunity would be, currently I would like to partner up with other agencies. That's one of my goals. And when I did that, I just reached out to people in my space and I said, hey, came across your profile. I love what you're doing with social media. Keep up the good work. And that's it. And I got a lot of connections because of that. Added them in. I got partnerships from that as well. It opened the dialogue.
Right.
I know people that will just hit that connect button all the time and never add anything.
I want to piggyback on top of exactly what you just said. So obviously hitting the connect button, like I said, I'm guilty of doing, and not writing anything is an absolute like no-no, right? We're not doing that. That's not how you build a network, a solid, genuine connection, right? At the same time, what you're doing is when you're adding this personal note, what you mentioned is something very specific. You're calling out something. I love what you're doing with XYZ. Now, in order to fill in that blank, you need to scan their profile, probably their summary section.
Yeah, or you could be targeting the same audience, and so you know what industry they're in, what niche they're in. You can just plug it in.
Yeah. Now, I'm definitely a big proponent of personalizing it, very much, very much so. So maybe if it's a first degree connection, like you said, connected with them because you guys went to school together, that's why they're your first degree connection.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know, I love what you're doing in whatever, let's say, your job you're doing. Go Blue, right? I went to the University of Michigan.
I mean, that would be a second degree connection, now, right? If you're not already connected with them.
It's first, right? It could be a first degree. You're meaning somebody you're already connected with.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're not connected with them, then you would reach out to them initially, connect, and add a note. And that's a second degree connection.
Oh, and I'm saying that when we are adding this connection, right?
Yeah.
It's important to personalize the note to them, is what I'm saying now. The level of personalization is the alma mater or the industry.
That could be good.
Or maybe they're into graphic design, the last whatever art exhibit, you know, whatever. Now, the second piece, though, that I wanted to piggyback off of is actually adding in a very clear call to action, right? So not ending with keep up the good work, but then taking that to the next level. If it's an intentional connection.
If it's intentional, yeah.
Hey, do you want to jump on a 15-minute call to talk about XYZ? Now, it's very... If you haven't been doing this, it can be a little bit cringe to be that forward, right?
Right.
What I've learned is now, I've been doing this for about a year now, and I felt the exact same way. After a while, I got used to it, and I think to myself often, like, why didn't I start sooner? Mm. Because LinkedIn is a professional space to have professional conversations. When you approach people that way, they are genuinely either interested, or maybe they're not even active on LinkedIn and they don't answer at all.
That happens.
You know, so...
it's a numbers game at the end of the day.
I've been successful in that approach, and I was telling you, actually, in the last 2 months,
mm-hmm.
since November, I've had 30 phone calls
right.
with connections with, on LinkedIn.
Yeah,
with direct...
consulting work, right?
Consulting work. Some just genuinely interested in what I'm doing. Having a robust profile is a whole separate conversation. But, you know, people talk to me about, yeah, maybe partnering up with me. Most recently, interviewing for podcasts. They want me as a guest.
Yeah.
Right?
It's always good awareness.
And so being upfront with people and just having a 15-minute... I had one today right before this chat for 30 minutes, right, with somebody who said, hey, cool profile. And I was like, hey, you know, thanks for the connection. You want to chat for a quick 15 minutes, you know, get to know what you're up to. Like, yeah, sure. Called him on the phone, spent about 45 minutes, and it was awesome. Now I have a genuine connection. If I...
That's great. That can open up new opportunities for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's what you need to do when you're building your network. You want to build genuine connections. The more connections you build, the more you get to know the person on the other end of that profile. And that's when you can start identifying whether the things that they're doing are in alignment to the things that you're interested in. And speaking of warm leads, on the next episode, we're actually going to take time to talk to an 18-year-old entrepreneur, Terrell. And he's really trying to carve out his business, his footprint in this entrepreneurial business, in this journey, right? He's getting started. He's got a few things going on, but he really wants to get to that next level, right? Mm-hmm. Start a business, start generating some income. And we're going to be talking to him about his business strategy and maybe shedding some light on his situation. So join us for the next episode. It's going to be a great one. My name is Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at LANTEI.
And I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net.
All right, guys. Till next time.